Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Random Would You Rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Ted. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hola. Hola. Okay. Random, all right, Ted.
Random.
I believe when we first started doing this, we had a Would You Rather question saying, would you rather end every sentence in, I do declare,
or something else?
And I'm trying to remember what the other thing was.
Could not tell you.
We had two options.
You go, girl.
Yeah, you go, girl.
It was you go, girl. Thank you.
It was Big Dummy. That's what it was.
Oh,
it was a poll out of four.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. We have another one of those. Would you rather end every sentence with, and these are old school slang terms, can you dig it or home slice? So those are your options. Every single sentence ends with, can you dig it or home slice?
I already know my answer. It was instant. As soon as you said, can you dig it? It didn't matter what you said after that. Yeah. It's like, can you dig it?
All right.
Yeah, Ed? I take can you dig it. Can you dig it?
I like can you dig it. Home slice is pretty good, though, too.
It can be. I feel like if I'm at a job interview, right? If I call my potential boss, home slice maybe gets upset. If I end it with can you dig it, I feel like that's better. Like, what's your prior job experience? I got 15 years doing whatever this job is, man. Can you dig it?
If I go to a bar and I go, hey, can I get a men's room IPA and shot a tequila home slice? There's no question. But if I go, can you dig it? He'd be like, I mean, I don't care what you get.
I think they're both, here's the issue. They're both dated, but not dated enough.
Ooh, okay.
Whereas, like, I do declare.
That's old.
That's
right?
So old.
Yeah, but it's real old.
You just
man.
Sound like one of those weirdos. Where it's like, if you came in and ordered that beer and either said, yeah, I'll take a beer and a shot, can you dig it? Or I'll take a beer and a shot, home slice. I'm like, this guy's a freaking loser.
Yeah, well, also, my kids do not know home slice.
Right.
I guarantee you,
no.
If you ever heard home slice, what does it mean? And I'm like,
I'm going candy digging. Because candy digging guy tells me, like, all right, man, obviously this guy's a little out of touch, but on some level, this dude's cool. I feel like Snoop would roll up to you and say candy digging. And you're like, all right.
Well, home slice, too, to be honest with you. I don't know anybody that said that. Like, I'm from the generation where, like, homeboy was massive, and it was always the parents who were like, I'm your homeboy, I'm your home slice. So, like, I don't know. I'm with you. If you got to take one, can you dig it? Obviously. It's like, I don't know that home slice was ever a term outside of trying to make fun of people saying homeboy.
Okay.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I feel. But can you dig it? I definitely take can you dig it. I got the same order. Hey, man, let me get a mentor my PA. Can you dig it?
See, I like home slice.
You like home slice? Hey,
I'm
hey,
with Miles man. On that one.
Seriously,
you're going home slice?
I can make home slice sound better than can you dig it
give
sound.
It,
yeah, let's hear this, Mike.
What do we have for dinner?
I'm looking
we're
at
having,
you right now.
We're having, oh man, I'm hooking it up. We're having meatloaf home slice.
Exactly. Oh, you know, we're having meatloaf. Sorry,
I
got meatloaf.
No, Mike, go ahead. Can you dig it?
All right, Mike, give us your best shot. Both of them.
Right? We're having meatloaf. Can you dig it?
All right.
We're having meatloaf home slice.
No, but that's a question. Now you ask me a question.
I make it too happy. I get that, but I can make it sound better than
can
I can.
You dig it.
I can
like
make it sound better than
can you dig it is head and shoulders better.
It really is.
For
most
people. Question. So if you say, I'm making meatloaf, can you dig it? I'd be like, I don't know if I can. I really would just rather go out. I mean, we can have meatloaf. But
can I get a shot in a lager there, home slice?
Okay, but home slice is not my name. What difference is it?
There you go.
Let's go. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Yeah, man.
I mean, home slice again. It just sounds like you're trying to be funny. All right. And no, like,
it does sound condescending,
who,
too.
And like, who are you making? Like I'm saying, like, my dad would say it to me. It's like, no, that's not. Nobody says that.
I'll get the burger and fries, home slice.
What if your dad said, can you dig it?
Yes.
I could picture that.
Because really? The waiter goes, yeah. I don't know. You order whatever you want.
That's right.
And I say, can you dig it?
But we do it already in restaurants. Like, it's, I don't know why. Everybody does it. Can I get a blah, blah, blah?
Right.
Like, it's like the waiter's ever going to go, no.
Right. So can
no,
you dig
cannot.
It?
Right. Right.
Instead of, you might, like, properly. Oh, so, yeah. Like, saying, can you dig it at the end of work? It's like, yeah, you're probably like, yeah, sure, whatever.
I say exactly what I want and then please.
Sure.
Exactly.
So I say, Minzrum IPA and a Blanco Hornitos, please.
There you go.
So I don't say, can I get a, but
I'm
anyway.
With you.
I mean, it's not that you say it. Or I just right. feel like a lot of times people, you just end up saying it. Like, course, can I right. get this?
They're like, that's why it's on the menu, sir.
Right.
I mean, if you
so
really
you
want
know
them to
better,
respond properly,
right.
like, yes.
Can I get a shot in a beer? Can you dig it?
So the reason we asked the would you rather question, two would you questions. Rather end every sentence with can you dig it or home slice? Someone asked on the internet, what outdated slang words or terms do you still use often?
All right.
And you can probably tell how old people are by the responses. So here are some of the responses that people still use old school slang. Gnarly, stoked, sweet. I don't even think sweet is, because I'll go, oh, sweet. But I guess that is old school.
I guess it is.
Is yeah. Old?
I feel like people use gnarly when there's no other word to explain how gross something looked.
Yeah.
People don't just use yep. gnarly all the time. But this dude, there was a car accident. I saw a guy on a motorcycle get hit. It was gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
We
right.
understand. Otherwise, you're just saying, it is grotesque.
Right.
It was bloody.
So word sick. You use peace.
Peace.
You're the only person I know who uses peace.
Yeah, man. Can you date?
I use groovy every once in a while.
Yes, not every once in a while. You use it a lot, Miles.
Ooh, groovy.
Groovy.
Dude, regardless of gender or era.
Yeah, I use that all the time.
Same.
Tight.
No.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
You use okie dokie?
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Huh.
Yeah, I guess I've heard you say that.
Okie dokie.
All right, if you say anything.
I feel like okie dokie is specifically condescending, right? Because you'll say, Miles can say, hey, man, could you do this for me? All right. Castle wants me to do something that I'm supposed to do for the
sure.
company. You know, that kind of thing. Okey hey, man, dokey. I really need to get on this. Okie dokie. It's definitely my way of saying, this is my middle finger, but I'm acknowledging
okay.
that
all
I
right.
must
I,
do this.
I do more okie doke rather than okie dokie.
Okay.
Come on, boss.
Here's some more outdated
okey
slang.
Dokey.
People say they still
can't
use.
Wait.
Now we're cooking with gas.
now we're cooking with gas.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Da bomb. Or it's bomb.com.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Hell if up. You add .com to anything, you should get punched.
Even
can
when
you
when
dig
that was
it?
Big,
.com?
Even when that was big in the late 90s, it, again, that was a certain sect of people that were just like, nope, nobody's saying that.
What's up, homeslice.com?
Right, like, something could be the bomb. This food's bomb.
Hella. Hella's done. They say, well, as far as being old school, it's now outdated. Hella. When we got here,
that was a West Coast thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Man, oh, man.
That mean you won't say it. Just know it's dated.
Yeah. It's been 20 years. Whippersnapper.
Jesus Christ.
Well, sure.
Is there anyone alive?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, there is. Because we read the story last week about a woman who was a waitress and it was in Pennsylvania. And the family was there, and the reason she had back issues, and they asked her something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And she
yeah,
said, I met her now, these are little whippersnappers.
Whippersnapper.
Anyway,
yep, right.
That's the last time I've heard that word. But anyway, they set up a GoFundMe fund for her. She was able to retire. She was in her 80s. So it was the end of the story was cool, but she.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He did use whippersnappers.
When's the last time you heard someone use the word rascals? My aunt uses rascals. She's religious. She will not cuss, right? She just does not cuss. But if there's a group of people that she really, really hates, you know, you might even use a slur or something she hates them that much, they're just rascals. I don't like those rascals that do blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, what you call rascals, I call mother effers. But I got you.
Outdated slang words people still use. Smell you later. I don't think we ever use
Oh, my God.
Them. Smell you later. Oh, snap.
We definitely use smell you later.
Smell you later?
Well, remember, that was also part of the Fresh Prince intro.
Yes.
So right, it was very, like, popular.
Totes. Never use totes.
Yeah, that's a little more recent.
I hear it with my wife and her friend, but it's about a total wine and more.
Nice.
Oh, that's totes?
Look, it took me a second to get their lingo, so they'll talk about, hey, we're going to go to totes. And I'm racking my brain. Total wine and more. What's the other one? Gross out.
Mm-hmm. Grocery outlet.
Grocery outlet.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Golly.
Golly?
Yeah, golly.
Does anyone say golly?
I don't know. Is this the right pronunciation? Noise?
Noise.
Okay.
Yeah, I do that one.
That's outdated slang.
I feel like you do that when somebody F's noise. Up. Like okay. Somebody drops a tray of glasses. Noise.
Or when someone just shows you something that's just cool. Right. You know, I got a buddy who just showed me like a weapon that he just bought. I was like, noise.
My son does that every once in a while. Like, I'll show him something. Like, the draft, right? He was happy about a Raven draft pick. He's like, that pick is noise.
I'll still say nice in text all the time. Like, Mike texts me a picture on vacation. He was in Nashville. I was like, nice.
But you say nice, not noise.
Yeah, nice. But I don't put a no in. Interpretation is. Let's blow this popsicle stand.
Jesus.
I still call people cats occasionally.
I do that every once in a while.
I say bananas way too much. I use bra and slay. right on.
What do you say, slay?
Oh, these are just comments
no,
from the internet.
That's people. Not Miles saying he says slay.
Oh, yeah.
Ted's
yeah,
like, no. What? Like the other ones I kind of let go. I was like, I have never heard you come in and be like, oh, do you see Gaga? No, Slayed.
No, this is somebody, yeah. These are comments from people on the
oh,
internet.
Oh, all right. I was like, damn, Miles.
These are outdated
what
slang
are you doing
words
when you're not at work?
I'm slaying it, man.
God damn.
Daughter's coming over. Hey, slay, girl.
Yeah, exactly.
12 condoms a week, Ted.
Slay.
Slay, girl. Yes. Yes.
Also, I can't even make fun of it right.
One horse open, yeah. Slay.
Yes.
Jeez Louise on here.
Jeez Louise.
Jesus.
Where's your head? No one says that.
Jeez Louise.
That dude says slay. It a lot.
Well, he was on TV, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of use that stuff.
Giant ass spider that was over the traffic cam.
Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's like, right. He was the journalist, right? Yeah,
well, my reaction definitely, like, I might use a phrase on the air that I would never use in person, but I can't just say OS.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he was either doing traffic or weather or something like that, and they painted the camera that shows whatever it is, and there was a giant-ass spider. Jeez Louise!
Oh, man. I think the hardest would be probably maybe okie dokie, as far as entering a word or phrase. Yeah. I'll take a mainstream IPA and a... Tequila, okie dokie.
Yeah, it's more of a response to people as opposed to a period at the end of a sentence.
Mm. Right, we're ending the sentence with this, right?
I think sick would be just sick or gnarly.
Let me get a burger and fries. Sick.
Well, you'd have to.
That actually might work.
If you say it like that.
That might work.
You could mix that one in, too.
What's that?
Like, I don't know. I'll be like, yeah, let me get a men's room IPA. Shot of Jameson and a slice of that sick ass meatloaf.
All right, what about this? Once you go back, Mike, Smiles, yeah. Go back in time the moment you proposed to your wife.
Oh.
Will you marry me? Sick. Noise.
Our era would be like Cool Beans.
Will you marry me, Home Slice?
Yeah.
Okay. Slay, Mike.
Will you marry me? Can you dig it?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.